Tuesday, 11 April 2023. Our food markets are back in full swing after the long Easter holiday, which saw most food commodities moving together with the consumers in different production zones. Many people carried their food with them to their rural areas, to churches, to many other different places where they were enjoying the Easter holidays. Now the food market is back into action. We have seen that really today being more like the first day after Easter. We see many activities really in the market with many commodities being traded. Potatoes today, $2.50 to $3 a pocket. A small, $3 to $4.50 a pocket. Medium, $5 a pocket. Large, $7.50. Extra large, $8 a pocket. It's quite an improvement as usual. We see that really supplies have been quite low, slightly lower, below 500 tons. Just as it, farmers were trying to match with demand to see that if demand starts moving, improving, then they can start bringing in more commodity. Tomatoes today stand like 18 to 30. It's quite an improvement as well. As compared to the 6, it was about 16 to 33 US dollars. Today is 18 to 30. It's still quite a marked increase in price. Wooden box, $3 to $6.50, plus dish $2. Tomato really is on demand. One of the reasons is because production is quite low due to the rains that we received, and farmers were busy with food crops, so really they're starting to plant now. One other challenge that might continue is to do with the lack of seedlings, because really most nurseries were caught unawares by this shortage. So we really see an activity really where we might end up even depending on Zambia for some time to fill the gaps, the shortage gaps. But I think for now they're still coming from local farmers. Cabbage is the same. The story is the same with vegetables as well. Cabbage supply is quite low as well, 50 to 75 cents each. Ikoblawa is about $1 per cabbage, very small head. Rep, $2 to $3.50. It's improving slowly, but still very, demand is quite high. Ukovo, $3 to $5 a bundle. Tsunga, $3 to $4 a bundle as well. Beetroot, $1. It looks like really vegetable sections also, vegetable demand is quite high compared to really supply. 10 kg pocket of onion, 5 to 9, not changing. 60 kg, same at 20 to 30 as well as cauliflower and broccoli, $1.50 kg, not changing. Chili pepper, $1. Garlic, $2 to $3.50 a kg, also it's quite a range there. Turmeric, $2.50 a kg. Okra, 5 liter, $1.50, not changing much. Eggplant, $1. Lettuce, 15 cents to $1 each, depending on size. Ginger, $1 a kg. Supplies are quite high at the moment. Mushroom, oyster mushroom, $1.50 to $2 a punnet. Lettuce, yellow pepper, $1.20 to $1.50 a kg. Dry food section, not much changing the dry food section. Matemba, 2 liter bucket, $39.45, not changing much. 30 kg semi of matemba, $235. Madora, 2 liter bucket, $28.30. 60 kg, 30 kg semi of madora, $220 to $230, not changing much. Sugar beans, $20 to $23 a 20 liter tin. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. And then dried vegetables, munyemba, $7-$8 a bucket. Munyemba, $14.16. Mutsine, $15.16. Cove and cabbage, $15.18, not changing much. Dried fish, $1 to $8, depending on size. High value crop, sweet potato is on song now. It's going for $3 to $5 a 20 liter bucket, not changing compared to the period before Easter. 60 kg semi of sweet potato today, $23.25, very fair. Magogoya, 20 liter, $9 to $10. Then butternuts, $40 to $50 today. 60 kg semi is quite high compared to the previous months, but still it was firm before Easter. Carrots, $20, $25. It's a slight drop now. It was $40 to $50 on the just before Easter on Thursday. Today, $20 to $25. Supplies have increased overnight. Green pepper, $13 to $16. It's an improvement by $1. Fine beans, $18 to $20. 60 kg baked peas, not in the market at all. Cucumbers, 18 to 20. What is missing? Green millets, sugar cane, and sweet trees are out of stock now. Fruit basket also very strong. We still have permanent fixtures in the market. Masau, $1.50, a 5 liter. Matowe, not yet ripe, ready for the market. Nyi, $5 per 20 liter. Mauyu, $1 to $2, a 5 liter. Apple box, 18 to 25 dollars a box. Avocado each, 30 to 50 cents. 30 to 60 cents, in fact, $1 for $2, for $3, and depending on value, on size as well. Some big sacks are going for $5 to $10. For big saga of avocado. Banana, $6 to $8, ripened banana, $6 to $8 18 kg crate, unripened banana, 90 kg is going for $25 to $50. Apricot, $10 a box. Peaches, $12 to $15 a box. Strawberry, $1 a punnet. Grapes, $11 to $16 a box. What is missing? Pawpaw, nectarines, rusica, tamarind out of season, as well as mango. Plums, $10 to $12 a box. Coconut, $1 to $2, depending on size. Watermelon, $1 to $4 each, depending on size. Pineapple box, $10 to $12. Lemon bucket, $6 to $8. Then we have orange box, is going for $14 to $16. And then pockets, from pockets are by 5 to 6. Actually, apparently, oranges are back into the market now, back into season now. The season of oranges really are on demand, coming from different orchards, Mazowe, as well as Bedbridge, as well as many other places where farmers are producing fruits, as well as Chegut and many other areas. So the fruit basket is also very strong at the moment. Field crops, maize grain, $5 a bucket, not changing much. Maize mara, $20 a bucket. Zungumusho, $3.30, $3.35 a
a bucket, then fresh groundnuts still coming, $7-$10 a bucket, and then unshelled groundnuts, $5-$6 a bucket, Mumara groundnuts, $10 a bucket, Nyimo dried, $30-$32 a bucket, or fresh of dried Nyimo, shelled Nyimo, and then fresh Nyimo, $12-$14 a bucket, not changing, it was like that before Easter, then soybeans, $10-$14 a bucket, wheat, $10 a bucket, popcorn, $14-$16, together with cowpeas, $14-$16, remains the same, sunflower, $10-$12 a bucket, Munga, that's pearl millet, $7-$8 a bucket, Rio, finger millet, $18 a bucket, rice, our indigenous brown rice, remains at $4 a bucket, shelled, unshelled, $20. Then Mapunde, $10 a bucket, not changing much. Mapuzi, 50 cents to a dollar each, still coming in. Mapuzi, still coming them, coming to the market. So is Mananga coming to the market, $2 to $3 each, depending on size. Honed cucumbers, Makaka means well, they are on song at the moment, $18 to $20 in a 60 kg bag. Then poultry section, ordinary broilers, $5 to $7, mothers, $7 to $8, not changing much. Wolf layers, $3.50 to $4 each. Roadrunner, $4 to $6, these are sheche. Female roadrunners, $4 to $6 each. Then cocks, $5 to $6 each. Hunger, that's a matin, like guinea fowl, $7 each. Ducks, $9 to $12 each, not changing much. Turkeys, $15 to $25 each, depending on size. As well, pigeons $52, not changing as it was before Easter. Rabbits $7 to $14 each, depending on size as well. Eggs, small crates go for $2.50 to $2.80, and then we have medium $2.90 to $3.30, large $3.70 to $4 a crate, still very strong. Processed foods, refined cooking oil made from sunflower and soybean, 2 liters going for $4, 5 liters going for $9 to $10, and then we have different commodities like mahewu, $2 a packet. Then Ndovi, 1 liter is going for $2 to $3, not changing much. Shimera, different types of shimera, $3 to $4 a 5 liter tin. Then Wezio, Wemapunde, Wemunga, $3.50 to $4 a 5 liter tin. There are people who really love their commodities. So really, our mass markets are back in action. It's getting hotter now. We see some commodities getting bad, especially fresh commodities. But nevertheless, there's quite some dynamism in the markets. People are now busy, young people doing trading different commodities in rural areas and many other growth points. This is really a busy market. We see our mass markets employing more than 50,000 people across the country. They are really getting their sustenance from our mass markets, which means they are very important industry, which needs to be supported by policymakers. We're just going to continue talking to policymakers to see what can we do to support our mass markets. I'm sure there are plans to really support, make sure that these markets continue to be very active. As we try to prepare for participating in the African Continental Free Trade Area, there's no way we can do that without really starting from our mass markets, which are a very strong foundation for us to participate on the export market. So we really are going to make sure we continue working together with the Zimtrade, AMA, and many other government departments, as well as development partners. They need to support us so that we really participate on the export market. In case we have surplus commodities in our country, we really need to continue to look at the export side of it. As usual, my name is Charles Dewa. My mobile number 0772-137-717. 0772-137-717. Until we meet again tomorrow, we'll be having radio programs as well as trying to keep you updated to compensate for really yesterday and other and over the weekend when we didn't give you information. We're just going to continue that. We make sure that you really receive as much information as possible about prices, farmers, wherever you are. It doesn't help to continue producing not knowing about what's happening in the markets. You need to know about prices. It's all about sources of commodities and everything else that is very important. So we're expecting more demand for information from farmers, so that they really are able to plan about their winter production, about even the forthcoming summer season. If the time for planning is now. So we really need to keep you informed. As well as our policymakers, Minister of Finance, you need to know what is happening in our mass markets, because that's where prices are set. Minister of Agriculture as well as any other government. But Minister of Industry and Commerce, you need to be having a presence in the mass market, because ultimately industries compete with our mass market for different commodities, which is very important. As usual, stay safe. Don't forget you are what you eat. Thank you very much.